Hey, Big Daddy, this is Brother Sanus. I'm calling to wish you a happy birthday and to say that we all love you and we are looking forward to many more happy years from you. See you later. Bye.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
See you later. Bye.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 657 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 10th of August, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty's patience has been tested to the last little bit. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, just continue thinking about it. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it is the last full day of the Fat One in Edinburgh. And y'all, I have the day away from everybody else, so I am going to do a little shopping. I might look for a little postcard or two, and then I am going to make it a point to entertain some gentlemen callers, y'all, and because y'all have only, I don't think I've mentioned this on the last little show. Y'all, by the way, I had the Monday show ready at 6 p.m. In the evening on Sunday, and that is the Scotland time. And y'all, and I went to upload it, and y'all, the inner tubes, it was slower. It was slower than what's the slowest thing you can think of? It was slower than Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, it was slower than her getting up to go to a doctor's appointment. But y'all, and I tried to load it up before we had to go to the Monday excursion, and y'all, it just wouldn't finish loading before I had to go, and y'all, I just couldn't leave the computer running because y'all, they charge it for every second that you own the. On the dadgum thing. And y'all, it's no, it is not good for you, Big Fatty. So, anyway, and y'all, speaking of that, I probably should log out of the manhunt since I'm recording the little show. But, y'all, I had a gentleman caller on Saturday? Yes, it was on Saturday. Someone that I had been chitter-chatting with prior to my arrival, and y'all, he was a young lad, a little 32-year-old, and y'all, and I know this is going to sound a little creepy, but when I opened the door for him to come in, y'all, I could have sworn my grandson was standing right there. I mean, it wasn't exactly Stephen, but it was just like, oh. What is my grandson doing here? But needless to say, I was able to put that out of my mind and get the boat to rocking, so to speak. He came a knocking, and I got the boat to rocking. Oh, Big Fatty, you're vulgar, just vulgar, y'all. I have got the windows open again today, and I am podcasting with pants off, because you know that's how I roll. That is how I roll. And, y'all, but we had a lovely visit. It wasn't terribly long because he had to go to Glasgow. Anyway, y'all, it was just lovely. Much better for me than it was for him, I'm sure. But, so anyway, and y'all, then I went to one of they call them the saunas over in the UK. Went to one of them Saturday afternoon, and y'all, it was not very good. It was a lot of, I mean, there were some cute boys in there, but y'all, it was a lot of standing model, S&M, standing model. And y'all, you know, that's not how Big Fatty rolls. But y'all, there was one gentleman there that he was standing in the shower, and everybody was kind of standing around the showers because y'all, he had a third leg, y'all. I mean, it was ginormous. Big Fatty, we are eating. Please move the show forward. So anyway, but then on Sunday, y'all. Sunday, y'all, we did a little tour of the St. Andrews golf course. Now, y'all, Big Fatty is not a golf fan by any means. Y'all, generally, there's only one thing that makes me sleepier than 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoons, and there's nothing that makes me sleepier than 3 p.m. In the afternoon on Sunday afternoons. But a close runner up is golf, professional golf, and because y'all they even whisper, let's go to 18. They all right, let's back to 17, back to 14, and y'all, I mean, even the commentators whisper, but y'all, it's but we went to the St. Andrews, and y'all, it is right there on the North Sea. And I have to say, we had an elderly gentleman. He was probably 54 years old or somewhere around that age, maybe 55, 54 and a half, because, you know, y'all, you might as well, you know, if you're a month or two over 54, you're damn near dead. That's all I got to say. That's just all I got to say. But anyway, his name was Jimmy, y'all, you couldn't understand a damn word he was saying, but he was just as funny as he could be, and he was just a sweet man, and he was our tour guide, and we walked on the 18th fairway at St. Andrews, and y'all, evidently, for golf, St. Andrews is the mecca of golf, and y'all, you have to make a pilgrimage to St. Andrews, and so he explained that, and y'all, they were brushing, they have these big trucks, not trucks, it's kind of like a go-kart or something. And they were brushing the greens and things like that. Y'all, it was very interesting to watch. And I have to say that it was really kind of cool to be there. Because, I mean, even though I don't have the same appreciation for it all, it was kind of like the birthplace of golf, evidently. I don't know. But it was much better than I ever expected it to be. But anyway, and y'all, then we went to a, what did we do? What else did we do on Sunday? Oh, we went to Perth, and y'all, I thought Perth was in Australia, but evidently there is a Perth in Scotland as well. So evidently we did not have to worry about traveling. Y'all, and we went to the home of the Earl and Countess of Mansfield. Ah, Big Fatty, that sounds fancy. And y'all, the Earl and Countess of Mansfield were having a garden. They were having an orchid show. And y'all, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Miss Kitty loves the orchids. And he loves the golf also, y'all. So I'm sure he is touching himself inappropriately now that I've talked about golf at St. Andrews and orchids at the home of the Earl and Countess of Mansfield. But what else did we do? Oh, y'all, we had lunch in the town of St. Andrews, and y'all, they were having a street fair. Ooh, y'all, that is, what is that? That is the chicken pot pie with the chips And by chips, that means French fried potatoes and the vegetables, which were green beans and carrots. And y'all, I had a, what did it, what, it was a pineapple grapefruit beverage, chilled beverage. And I was going to have a Cornetto, but I didn't. Because y'all, as you know, it's a cool milk treat, a mook treat. Oh, very funny. But it was a nice day. But y'all, I didn't see any St. Andrew's crosses, which, you know, is a part of the horror events. And but y'all, they were having this little street fair, and they had little rides for the kids and games and street fair food and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, they had these big cauldrons of food and everything. But y'all, as we were leaving to get back to the deluxe motor coach, they had this giant swimming pool area. It was probably like a 2-foot-tall swimming pool. But y'all, there were these like 10 feet tall clear bubbles, clear plastic bubbles. It was kind of, and you've seen these people like roll down the hills in these things. Well, these were in the giant swimming pool, and there were children inside these bubbles, and they would run and fall down. And y'all, it looked really neat. Y'all, I would have done it, except I'm afraid I would have shot myself, and then it would have just been a brown bubble. Ah, big Freddy, that's vulgar. Monday, y'all, we did a tour of Carlisle, and that is, I don't believe there's any connection with Miss Kitty, the late Miss Kitty Carlisle, of Abbotsford. And y'all, the most interesting place that we went today was, every old abbey. You see the remains of the old abbeys and all this kind of stuff. And but the most interesting place was Abbotsford House, which was the home of Sir Walter Scott. And y'all, it was junkier than Big Fatty's house. But y'all, it was an amazing house. He had a little library that held like 700 books, and it was two stories. And then off the second story was a little room that was his bedroom. And y'all, he would sleep up there, and then come down and work in his library on the first floor and have his brufkas. And y'all, then you went into the next room, and there were 7,000 more books there. And y'all, he had like locks of hair from all these different impotent people, and he had artifacts from Napoleon Bonaparte. Oh, that is still the chicken pot. No, y'all, you know what that is? That is the cream tea and the shortbread cookie. And then you went around to a couple of other little rooms, and y'all, then you ended up in what was the entrance foyer. And, y'all, the entrance foyer had a big fireplace in it, and y'all, then it had all this shit all over the walls of stuff he had collected, because he was a historian as well. And suits of armor. And, it was, the walls were covered in this kind of stuff, and swords, and coats of armor, and he didn't have artwork per se, but it was just stuff, artifacts, I guess. And he had something from Napoleon there, and y'all, there were skulls, and he had a clock. Who was the clock from? It was like from Joan of Arc or somebody like that. Although I don't know that Joan of Arc had a clock. Don't know, but anyway, and y'all, it was very interesting, and I have to say, we have been very lucky. We have not had a whole lot of rain on this trip, but we had a quick little shower on our way back and to Edinburgh, and y'all, that pretty much sums up what the weekend was and what the what the excursions have been. And y'all, it's just been thoroughly enjoyable. Now, I will not be joining the group tomorrow. Today. Well, God only knows when you'll hear this. but y'all, they are going to Stirling Castle and Loch Lomond. And y'all, honest to God, on the bus back, I was talking on the microhoist, and I said, now tomorrow you're going to Stirling Castle and to Loch Lomond. And this one lady goes, oh, do you think we'll get to see the Loch Ness Monster? I said, probably not, since the Loch Ness Monster is in Loch Ness, not Loch Lomond. And then later tonight, Tuesday night, we will have our farewell supper, and then we'll be on our way back to the U.S. of A. Wednesday morning. Y'all, Big Fatty has got the early flight out. We'll have to be leaving the hotel by 6:30 a.m. in the morning. So anyway, it's gonna be a long day, and you know, travel days are tough, y'all. But I do plan to. To recode once I get back to the Fat Cave. So anyway, now y'all, a couple of other things that I wanted to bring to your attention. First of all, today's artwork and the one from Friday were done by the patron saint of the BFO. That would be Mr. Kim Tormal, and y'all, they're lovely, just lovely. But anyway, so thanks to Tim for doing those for the fat one. And y'all, I watched on Sunday night, I watched some more of that Big Brother, because y'all, it comes on 7 nights a week at 9 o'clock in the 9 o'clock p.m. in the evening, and for an hour. And y'all, then it comes back on like at 12:30 in the morning, and you get to see them chitter chatting in bed, and then they go to sleep. But it's still on. So it's interesting. But y'all, one of the house guests, first of all, Big Brother talks a lot on this version over here. You hear Big Brother, you know, and Big Brother has a British accent. Y'all, who knew? But y'all, one of the contestants, and I don't know what his name is because I haven't invested a lot of time into this. But one of the contestants is blonde. He's kind of the surfer look. But y'all, I swear to God, and he's hunky delicious. But y'all, I swear to God, he's wearing eyeliner, and he wears it on the underside of his eyes, and I think he puts it on his eyelashes also. But y'all, even if he doesn't, he looks like he does. But y'all, they're nerdy house guests. One of them's got red hair and sort of square spectacles, but cute as a button. And y'all, then there's one, he must be a veteran, because y'all, he's got two artificial legs, and one of his eyes is gone. It's just gone. I don't know where it went, but I'm guessing that he almost died in what's left of him they put in the Big Brother house. So anyway, but y'all, if you would like to get some more information on the the UK version of the Big Brother, you can go over to channel 4, and that is the number 4.com/Big Brother. And y'all, I've not had a chance to go over there and look and see what they've got over there, but you know, it might be interesting. You at least you can help me verify if that guy's wearing the eyeliner or not. Now y'all, at the beginning of today's show, we heard from Brother Sinatus, and y'all, I think he's losing his mind, because y'all, he was wishing me a happy birthday, and you know, quite frankly, he should have said, Big Freddy, happy exiting the birth canal celebration day. Right, Brother Sinatus?
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.